CD 6.
I think, said Kanina, that we'd better land. They glided down towards a crescent of beach where the desert reached the sea. In normal light, it would have been blinding white with a sand made up of billions of tiny shell fragments. But at this time of day, it was blood red and primordial. Ranks of driftwood, carved by the waves and bleached by the sun, were piled up on the tide line like the bones of ancient fish or the biggest floral art accessory counter in the universe. Nothing stirred apart from the waves. There were a few rocks around, but they were firebrick hot and home to no mollusk or seaweed. Even the sea looked arid. If any proto-amphibian emerged onto a beach like this, it would have given up there and then, gone back into the water, and told all its relatives to forget the legs, it wasn't worth it. The air felt as though it had been cooked in a sock. Even so, Nigel insisted that they light a fire. It's more friendly, he said. Besides, there could be monsters. Kanina looked at the oily wavelets rolling up the beach in what appeared to be a half-hearted attempt to get out of the sea. In that, she said, you never can tell. Rincewind mooched along the waterline, distractedly picking up stones and throwing them in the sea. One or two were thrown back. After a while, Kanina got a fire going, and the bone-dry, salt-saturated wood sent blue and green flames roaring up under a fountain of sparks. The wizard went and sat in the dancing shadows, his back against a pile of whitened wood, wrapped in a cloud of such impenetrable gloom that even creosote stopped complaining of thirst and shut up. Kanina woke up after midnight. There was a crescent moon on the horizon, and a thin, chilly mist covered the sand. Creosote was snoring on his back. Nigel, who was theoretically on guard, was sound asleep. Kanina lay perfectly still, every sense seeking out the thing that had woken her. Finally, she heard it again. It was a tiny, diffident, clinking noise, barely audible above the muted slurp of the sea. She got up, or rather, she slid into the vertical as bonelessly as a jellyfish, and flicked Nigel's sword out of his unresisting hand. Then she sidled through the mist without causing so much as an extra swirl. The fire sank down further into its bed of ash. After a while, Kanina came back and shook the other two awake.
Where is it?
I think you ought to see this, she hissed. I think it could be important. I just shut my eyes for a second, Nigel protested. Never mind about that. Come on.
Creosote squinted around the impromptu campsite.
Where's the wizard fellow?
You'll see, and don't make a noise. It could be dangerous.
They stumbled after her, knee-deep in vapour, towards the sea. Eventually, Nigel said,
Why dangerous?
Shh! Did you hear it?
Nigel listened. Like a sort of ringing noise?
Watch.
Rincewind walked jerkily up the beach, carrying a large round rock in both hands. He walked past them without a word, his eyes staring straight ahead. They followed him along the cold beach until he reached a bare area between the dunes, where he stopped and, still moving with all the grace of a clothes horse, dropped the rock. It made a clinking noise. There was a wide circle of other stones. Very few of them had actually stayed on top of another one. The three of them crouched down and watched him.
Is he asleep?
Said Creosote. Kanina nodded.
What's he trying to do?
I think he's trying to build a tower.
Rincewind lurched back into the ring of stones and, with great care, placed another rock on empty air. It fell down.
He's not very good at it, is he? Said Nigel.
It is very sad, said Creosote.
Maybe we ought to wake him up, said Kanina. Only I heard that if you wake up a sleepwalker, their legs fall off or something. What do you think?
Could be risky with wizards, said Nigel.
They tried to make themselves comfortable on the chilly sand.
It's rather pathetic, isn't it? Said Creosote. It's not as if he's really a proper wizard.
Kanina and Nigel tried to avoid one another's gaze. Finally, the boy coughed and said,
I'm not exactly a barbarian hero, you know. You may have noticed.
They watched the toiling figure of Rincewind for a while, and then Kanina said,
If it comes to that, I think I lack a certain something when it comes to hairdressing.
They both stared fixedly at the sleepwalker, busy with their own thoughts and red with mutual embarrassment. Creosote cleared his throat.
If it makes anyone feel any better, he said, I sometimes perceive...